Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
John Krotek is a veteran of the United States military. He is a serial entrepreneur, an author, a speaker, a creator of global movements. He is the founder of Neo Masculinity Solutions. They're an organization empowering men and society. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here. And I've looked a little bit of your show online, and your show is awesome. So I'm just thrilled to be here.
Well, I appreciate it. We're excited to have you on. Tell us about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Well, you gave away a little bit of it. I'm an Army brat, and I'm an Army veteran. Served my country as a non-commissioned officer. I was never deployed to combat, but we were trained up. I was in the 4th Infantry Division, and I had a phenomenal experience, great leaders. And I just did my duty, kept my mouth shut, and went about my business. And then when I got out of the service, I started a small retail store selling outdoor equipment and gear. And that morphed into doing trips to South America, to the Andes, where we entered into high altitude climbing. So we made a lot of money. We helped a lot of people go on their trips and vacations. And we always used to say we sell gear for adventures and life-changing journeys. Honestly, I sold ice axes in Florida for 20 plus years, and that's not easy to do. Anyhow, so what happened was I was involved in a TBI, in a alcohol-induced accident, and it left me with a traumatic brain injury, and it basically put me on a different trajectory in life. We eventually sold the business. My wife and I weren't getting along too well at that time. Things were changing, and I was forced into dealing with a dirty, dark secret that I had kept hidden for 40 plus years. We don't have to go into detail on that, but it wasn't fun. It hampered me most of my life in relationships. I was always a hard charger, always very successful, but I always found a way to take the lifeblood out of it and sabotage myself. So I went through weeks and weeks and weeks of cognitive behavioral therapy to deal with that event, that horrific event, which no human being should ever have to go through. And it got me through. It got me through. I'm still a work in progress. You know, I continue to get better every day. I realize now that time is valuable, very valuable, and it breeds clarity and purpose. So I'm on a different journey in life now. Currently, I'm working on 4 projects, all global projects. One of them is called NeoMasculinity.Solutions, George, that you talked about. And it is a reignition of human intuition. It's a gender empowering program where we look at the roles of gender, not identities and those things that people are talking about now. But the most important thing is we tackle critical thinking. And critical thinking, which seems to be a lost art these days, you know, we're bombarded with unreliable information ad nauseum, and people are confused. People are angry. People have lost focus. Cultures are being destroyed. Families are being split up. We want to put an end to that, or at least put a dent in it. We also have another project called the Brainery, and the Brainery is training brains, not grains. And we're working on curricula from kindergarten all the way through college. The college curricula is finished. We're in the process of accreditation right now. The high school course is finished. And I'm working with a company in Ireland. We're using all AI tools for that. We're feeding the information in, and it's writing the curricula. It's awesome. We're very excited about that. We're also getting ready to launch Brain Freeze, which is a mini course, and it will be available probably by the end of this week. It's Breaking the Ice on Critical Thought. We take three pillars. I'm not going to give them away, but it is a great, another AI tool, an AI tool generation, but with information that we've fed into it. Also, we're looking at, we have the Sentinel Handbook that's already out. It's in 9 different languages. It's a primer on critical thought and the need for it. We have it written in 9 languages. It's in a PDF that you can get on the website. We'll talk about it later. And then Task Force Zen, which we started development 7 years ago. It's a global holistic healing project where it's education, commerce, and holistic healing. It's going to be on a platform that is all proven, and it is going to be a real opportunity for us to shift. You know, we've heard that before, right? That the paradigm shift the equator on holistic healing and how we can actually make money, not out of greed, but out of an interest in the human condition. And so why, you know, you asked why, and we started to think about, you know, all the things that we were seeing, mainstream news media, social media, and watching responses, not only from adults like us, but also from kids. And it dawned on us one day, the team that I've got, which is a phenomenal team, one lady's from South Africa, one guy's from Ireland, the other guy's out in your area in Arizona. And we put together some fantastic things that I think people are going to really be able to get real value from. And think about this. You know, the future of humanity is whether or not our children can discern truth from lies, fact from fiction, reality from fantasy. And we've stepped away from using our intuition. I'm saying this rhetorically, obviously, but humans don't, you know, we're told things, they don't sound right, but we believe them anyways. You know, we just throw intuition right out the window. So we're trying to reignite intuition. We'll be talking a little bit about that in some of the programs, but also skill sets we're going to give for people, men and women. This is not exclusive of women at all. We don't believe in the battle of the sexes. We believe in the collaboration of the sexes. And we've been told that forever. And so we always think we got to battle women. We don't have to. You know, we've actually taken some myths. We've broken them. Some of the things that we've been taught coming along. But I don't want to digress. So we're going to give tools. So you'll be able to take a story. And there's a process that we use. It's called the Human Intuition Sniff Test, the HIST. And you can take any story, any social media post, and you can analyze it for accuracy and reliability. And think about this, George. Now you got me going, right? Think about information. You know, everything's information and value, right? We've got 6 types of information. We've got misinformation, disinformation, malinformation, what we call noisy media, social media information, and AI information now, right? This is all that can be distorted and usually is. And then you've got reliable information, which is based on solid facts, the laws of the universe, things that people can debate all day long, but you can't change the truth. And so what we want to do is we want to give people the skill sets where they can analyze those 5 types of unreliable information and get over to this critical thinking stage of reliable information. And what we're hoping that it does, and studies show, will reduce confusion, we can reduce frustration, we can reduce hate and anger, we can reduce the division that we're seeing. And
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
That's where we're at. So we launched the website quietly about 6 months ago, neomasculinity.solutions. We didn't want to be a .com or a .org. We actually wanted to state what we are, .solutions. And we can talk about masculinity and the myth of toxic masculinity. But and then we'll have, you know, when you go to that platform, you'll see the other things that we're doing. Task Force Zen will be posted by the end of the year. Task Force Zen, we're super excited about. An opportunity for people that operate in those modalities of holistic healing to show who they are, you know, from a directory standpoint, but also we're going to educate on a massive scale. So if you don't really know what music therapy is, we'll have the experts there. And then last but not least, we're working on the Sentinel Roundtable, which will be an exclusive roundtable of experts, up to 20 people, and it'll be paid for, and we'll exchange ideas and information on how the Sentinel roundtable can create a positive impetus for the world. We're going to, you know what? And I think this is a head bump, George. I always thought about these things, but it rearranged my physicality, the way I think. And now it's like, I can't stop thinking on ways to develop solutions for people just to live, you know, better lives. That's what we need. We need leadership to help others. And I wouldn't be who I am if I didn't take my experiences and share them with others and create tools for humans to be better, for humankind to be better. And by that way, we won't just survive. We'll actually thrive. So anyhow, long-winded presentation. I hope the listeners are still here. I'm sure they are, but that's where I'm at, and I'm an open book. Ask me any questions, and I'll share what I know or what we're doing.
Well, you are a busy man for sure, and I appreciate very much everything you've been talking about, because it's stuff that's been on my mind, certainly, and I've discovered that it's not enough to just tell somebody to just do something if I don't know how to do it. And it's kind of a silly thing to think that we've forgotten how to think, but I don't know if we've forgotten how, or have we just not been doing it. What do you think about that? Have we forgotten? Have we been misled about our thinking, or is just we just need new tools to get back to our original way of thinking?
Well, great questions, George. You know, all of the above. You know, I'm sure you've heard of Morrissey, the singer from the Smiths, right? And I remember that song that he sang, Every Day's Like Sunday. And it's about the atomic, it's about the end of the world, right? Which is how we feel when we're suffering through our trauma. And I just say, you know, every day is not like Sunday. It's not dreary. You know, time is not our friend in the physical realm. But if we don't start using our time wisely and get out of some of these beliefs that are with us, they're embedded with us, then we're never going to be able to enjoy the sunny days. And I always say there's more sunny days than bad days. And does bad really exist? I mean, aren't bad things there to teach us something? Maybe it's saying go out and dance in the rain, sing in the rain. I don't believe there's anything bad anymore. I just don't. We can talk about that. But I think we have lost a lot of we become, and I'm saying this rhetorically, not to insult anybody, but we, myself included, we become intellectually lazy. And George, you remember in college or in one of your classes, you'd get the syllabus and they'd have a term paper and you'd go, oh my gosh, I'm going to actually have to do work in this class, right? It's not basket weaving 101. And those skill sets that you learned, called due diligence, how to investigate and find out things on your own, is what I wish more people would do. is to develop those critical thinking skills. And don't just take somebody's word, you know, as the gospel. Do some investigating on your own. And there's tools that you can use, you know, apart from intuition, that can help you get to the truth of the matter.
And I think it is, I was just thinking back to some times in my life that I've heard things that a lot of people seem to be going along with and thinking, well, that doesn't pass the sniff test. That sounds like total BS. And that feeling is what led me to then explore and to go find information, to go find what's true about things, to find supporting materials, to find the other side of the argument, which is essentially what critical thinking is. But what motivated me, it usually is just my gut.
You know, man, you are the prototype masculine man. And I say that because masculine men are in touch with their feelings. You know, we're not wimps. We pull the sword out as a means of last resort. But masculine men are not toxic. They are the leaders of the world, and they are here. We're here to protect our families and the people we love. And you're 110% right, George. If we hear something and, you know, the hair on the back of your neck goes up, you're immediately covered with goosebumps and you know it's just total bunk. You got to stick to your virtues, not your vices of being lazy. Stick to your virtues. Stand up for something. You know, to digress maybe a hair here, but the narrative of toxic masculinity, when I started hearing the word toxic, you know, we had heard it throughout our life, but it's been more ramped up lately. And they were always like connecting it to the word masculine, right? And I'm thinking to myself, masculinity is not toxic. I mean, you have men who can be real jerks in a serious way, but most of the guys that I know are not toxic. They're very leadership type guys like you. And so why would, you know, yeah, we're sitting in a cave and we hear something outside. It's not the women or the kids that are going to go grab the spears. You're going to look at me, George, and go, John, grab the spears. Let's go out and see what the heck's going on. We go out, we get toxic on a saber-toothed tiger, and then we come back in, and life in the cave is great, right? The ladies love it. The children are safe. We're happy cavemen. But it's shifted now. And now the threats are information threats. And so exactly what you just said, George, is a perfect example of intuition and using it. That's the first step in the process of debunking all of this nonsense. Yeah.
It's a do you think that if we stop listening to our intuition, that it's going to go away? That, I don't know.
No, and you know, it's not going to go away because it's kind of like the gift that we've been given, right? From the universe or whatever you want to call it, something much greater than myself. And I didn't even really start my journey on the road back from a TBI and childhood assault until I got down on my hands and knees and I became real humble real quick. And I said to the universe at my fire ring at home, and I said, you know, show me the way. Remember Peter Frampton? Show me the way. Show me the way. And I had to say to myself, because, you know, intuitively, that there's something greater than John Krotek. And once I laid that gauntlet down.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
My masculine warriorhood male gauntlet. And I said, I need help. Then things started to change. So no, intuition's not going to go away. In fact, it's the greatest gift we have as humans. And also the freedom of critical thinking, which goes along with that. Those are things that we've been gifted with this brain and our cranium. If we're not using it, then what value are we giving to our families, our spouses, our significant others, our communities? If we're not using this brain, especially as men leading the way, then what's the value? Well, why do anything? Why not just sell everything you own and move to Nogales and then chill out the rest of your life? I don't want to be facetious. It's like, if we're not using this brain, if not now, when? Yeah. When are we going to? Remember Devo? Are we not men? I love music because music's like the international language, and music was a huge part of my life growing up. I found myself hiding in the lyrics because I couldn't talk to anybody about that type of thing that happened to me. I just couldn't. And I didn't want to be labeled, which is another thing that Task Force Zen, healing without labels. I didn't want to be labeled as that's the boy that happened to. And yeah, so I delved into music, Southern rock primarily, but all types of music I love.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff, and certainly art in every form that it takes can just help us to make sense and oftentimes describe the feelings, the experiences that we're having better than I could when I was a kid. And I hear a song that really summed up exactly what I was feeling. I felt like it was connected to it.
Love that, man.
That it's so true. We have this wonderful tool. I've got my brain, which is a supercomputer. I've got my heart. I've got my gut. I've got just so many different aspects of my body that are able to take in information, feel vibrations, think thoughts, feel feelings. And if I can learn how to harness all the different aspects and help them to work together, well, then you're really onto something.
Absolutely, George. You know, I started writing poetry in the fourth grade, right? I've got like 10,000 poems. I write with a ghostwriter's name on a couple different sites, but I started telling stories to my classmates in the third grade, right? And they would always be like ghost stories or mystery stories or stuff, but I actually made stuff up. And I knew at that time, you know, there was always a teacher or two that would show an interest, but I knew that I had something to say. And I wrote a poem called Born Star. You know, not porn star, born star. And I remember it was like all these things. I didn't have to be born. I came in through the bloody placenta. Nobody knew what to do with me. And then one day I was checking my pockets and I found some dust, some stardust. I don't know all the words exactly, but I wrote it down and I was a born star. And so everybody is a born star. You have magic dust, stardust in your pocket, and until you reach in your pocket and find it, you're going to be walking around maybe being a porn star. But I started to express myself, you just said, is fantastic, George, in the arts. And I remember I had this 11th grade art teacher. Her name was Judy Davis, and I was always kind of a different type of kid, right? But she started helping me put together a portfolio of my artwork. And when it became like senior graduation week where all the colleges come in, she had helped me with a portfolio, which helped to get me a full ride scholarship to the University of Kansas for art. Right. Now, let me tell you how people can get into our lives and screw things up. So I'm thinking I'm going to the University of Kansas, and my dad, God bless him, he's not with us anymore, but he takes me aside and he goes, John, there's no money in art. You gotta get a business degree, right? That's what I did. I ended up not going to the University of Kansas on an art scholarship. I ended up going to FSU And I was working in a restaurant at the time. So I figured to myself, well, that's what I need to do. I need to be in the restaurant management field, right? Which was fun. And I was making money, but I got my degree in restaurant management and I survived a whole 3 years in corporate management because I realized very quickly, artists, authentic artists in corporate management, they don't jive. And so that's when I decided, well, this isn't working out. So I decided to join the service so I could get money, the college fund, to go back to school and do something different than business, right? So I joined the service at 26 years old and then did my thing there. At that time, they were often 2, 3, and 4 year enlistments. And I did the 3 year, I got out, and then I used my money for college, worked on a degree in Civil War history. Never used it, but American Civil War, but it was fun to actually delve in to things at a much deeper level. So yeah, you have to follow your heart. Now, I'm not trying to ruin families and people's dreams and desires, but if you're doing something that you feel is not you, it's not the right thing to do, then find a way to check yourself. Check that at the door with the rest of the raincoats, right? Change sounds easy, but it's not so easy. So
sounds easy, does hard for sure.
Yeah.
Stardust in your pocket. That is, I love everything about that, John. That is profound. And we've all got it there. We just don't,
we do.
We just don't realize, and we got to reach into that pocket or whatever figurative place that we don't look very often might be. And it's inside all of us and not going to access itself though. We have to have the courage, the know-how to actually do these things.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned courage, because thank you for that. Scientists, I don't know how they do it, but they've been able to determine that human emotions have specific vibrational states, right? And I've got a philosophy called the galaxy people and traumanauts, the galaxy people, black hole people, the black hole galaxy, which absorbs everything, blame, shame, and, you know, guilt. Then you've got the spiral galaxies that start to spin off, but they're interacting, right? Then you got a galaxy that's not real, but I made it up, called the contributor galaxy, which are people like you that give back. And so we've got the black hole, we've got the spiral galaxy, and we've got the contributor galaxy. And these human vibrational states, one, self-actualization, self-agencies at the top, right? And then down here is anger and hatred and definitely not peace. And then right where things start to change is in that word that you just said. When the vibrational states start to change is when a human being, male or female, reaches that courage emotion. And I remember when I skydived for the first time, right? I thought I was just a bad mammer jammer. And I'm tethered to this guy and I got up, I'm in this Cessna 186 and he's explaining all of it. And they open up the door. And then when I looked out, we were high above the water, right? Like 8 miles offshore, but we were going to coast back. I'm like, you know, I don't know if I want to do this. But I did it, right? So it took courage to jump out of a plane. You don't know what's going to happen. You trust this guy? Is the chute, are you going to bounce off the tail or whatever? But I made it down. And imagine, had I not had that experience, I would have never been able to see the things that I saw, and to reach that veil of, you know, where the courage is there, will you go through it? And we all have those moments in life, and it takes courage. That's the step off, is courage. And yeah, I don't mean to give such long-winded answers or comments, but I get enthusiastic about these types of concepts, because it's not even my wisdom. It's coming from the ancients. I'm just a vessel with some stardust in my pocket. That's all I am, man. Just a guy
helping other people reach into that pocket. So yes. I love it. Well, John, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they get engaged with you?
Well, thank you for having me, George, and to your audience, thank you for listening. You know, continue to watch George's show. I can tell that it's meaningful and there's a purpose behind it. We don't have much time, so we need to have clarity on shows like his. But, you know, visit our website at neomasculinity.solutions. We actually have a freebie there on the homepage. But check it out. Check out the neomasculinity.solutions. You know, get yourself a copy of the Sentinel Handbook, and then watch for our mini course, The Brain Freeze, and also our master classes. I just finished the first one, The Galaxy People and Trauma Knots Healing Traumas. We can all use a little help, and the Beatles, we get by with a little help from our friends. And you know, if you love music, tune into some of those lyrics, because there's a lot of wisdom in these artists' songs. Thank you, George.
Amen, brother. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show John your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to neomasculinity.solutions and check out all the things John and I have been talking about today. Pick up your copy of the Sentinel Handbook. Keep an eye out for the courses that John was just talking about. And I will certainly link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, John.
You're welcome, George. I appreciate you, man. Have a good day.
You as well. Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Lifeblood.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.